The Yokai Detective Agency proudly presents "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement Clark Moore. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in a kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
When out from the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, and his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." Oh, where could my hero be?
Right where I said I would be.
Seems Christmas came early this year. I must have been a very good boy.
Yeah, I knew you could do it. How about you unwrap your gift and we can have a private celebration?
Lucky for us, we have the day off tomorrow. Because you'll need it after I'm done with you.
Less talking, more action.
Yes, my prince.
We here at Cactus Cat Creations wish you all a safe and happy holiday season and a happy new year. We would like to thank all of our listeners for all the love and support that our little startup production company. There will be many more adventures with the YDA crew and new stories to tell you.
Oh, what a journey has been. This is Black speaking, and on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas to all of you. And I'll see you on the other side.
Hey, everyone. Hirokashi here. Just want to say that thank you very much for supporting the show. Happy holidays, guys, and see you next time.
To all the Darkness Falls listeners, thank you so much for being a part of our journey. We love you. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's.
Thank you, everyone, for following
Really appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, peasants.
And a Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
And the most wonderful time of the year.